You gotta pity the poor Republicans. They stand stoic behind their president, grim smiles frozen on their faces as the cameras capture another of their profiles and courage. And you just know they're thinking, how did this happen to us? How did we elect a Playboy reality TV star to be our leader? A man so bereft of morals and decency. A president who, well, will soon be asked to impeach. At a news conference with the purported purpose of discussing the American response to the Syrian nerve gas attacks, a fearless leader went ballistic instead about the FBI raids on his personal attorney's home and office. Veep Pence and newly installed Pompeo sat stone-faced while Trump ranted and raved, castigating the FBI, Jim Comey, Hillary Clinton, Jeff Sessions, just about everybody but Assad. You know what they were thinking. Same as Rex Tillerson at the Boy Scout speech. Here's a fucking moron. Maybe the same thing Adolf Hitler's generals thought when Adolf took over the war planning and attacked Russia. Of course, by then, Hitler was already Führer and the machinery of fascism firmly entrenched. We're not quite there yet, but if the Republican Party thinks power matters more than morals, we're on our merry way. Paul Ryan just jumped ship. The Speaker of the House, third in line for the presidency behind Pence, he took a curtain call. He didn't call out the president, but he bailed before the midterms, proud, he said, of what he'd accomplished. A tax cut for the rich that will drive the deficit into the trillions. Cognitive dissonance, I think the psychiatrists call it. Silver linings in the thunderheads. Today, Trump pardoned Scooter Libby, the aide to Dick Cheney, who took the fall for outing a CIA agent. What some would call treason. Even George Bush wouldn't pardon the guy. But Trump is testing the waters for future pardons, including himself, no doubt. The Republicans so far show no shame, no blame for what will be a truly dark chapter in the history of this republic. Get off the boat, I say. Leave this sinking ship while you can still pretend you have nothing to do with enabling this slide into totalitarianism. Maybe the rest of us can right the vessel when you're gone. Take a life preserver, take a lobbying job, but by all means, take a swim. Don't worry about the sharks, they're you.